irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey Rifters, this episode of Razor Riffs is brought to you by Greg Roque. Greg Roque is an up-and-coming stand-up who has been featured on Comedy Central. He's disabled and Mexican, so he'll mark off two diversity quotes for the price of one. Book him on your shows and let him fill your sad, meaningless lives with well-crafted jokes. He's the only vegetable who doesn't pick the fruit. Follow him on Twitter, add him on Facebook, add him on Instagram, check out his stupid, sexy face. But more importantly, book this man on your show. That's Greg Roque, Roque, Greg Roque. This episode is also brought to you by Amy Brick with Brick & Company Real Estate. She gets homes sold for more than her asking price with her 11-day marketing plan. This is an amazing way to sell homes. She not only gets you more than what you're asking for, but she gets multiple offers. This is an amazing time in real estate, and it is a seller's market. If you want to cash in on your property, call Amy Brick right now to talk about your real estate plans and how she can get you more money than you ever imagined. She lists homes all over Southern California. Give her a call at area code 562-335-5269. Again, that's area code 562-335-5269. Or check out her website, amybrick.com. Her California BRE number is 01358129. Thanks, Amy. All right, excellent. We're back. Did you like that?
I think it's one of your best performances.
I figured out a way how to record mm-hmm. in the voice.
Yeah.
And do the sponsors
uh-huh.
and get it out of the way because, you know, whenever we get sponsors, yeah. you know, they always get mad because I messed it up.
They don't. No. I think you're.
But I think now that it's a recording, I can't mess it up.
Hold on.
Because it's recorded.
Of course, obviously.
It's beautiful.
But I just want to tell you something. I don't think people think you messed up, all right?
No.
I think you're being very hard on yourself.
Well, you know, I'm a hard on myself type of guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, today
sure.
Jamie Kennedy is on the show. You guys have seen him from Scream, the Jamie Kennedy
yeah,
experiment.
Uh-huh. In fact,
he's walking in
right there. He's walking in right now.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
What's up,
man? Hey.
Jamie's here.
Starting before
Jamie Kennedy.
Here.
The director said we
yeah.
had to start.
Can you imagine that?
Uh-huh.
We're so stressed out. Good morning.
Jamie, Alan, Alan, Jamie. I got you a water, man.
Yeah. I'm on the street.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like the look.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Usually they start when we...
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. it's a radio. We're on
oh,
it.
Is it podcast or radio?
It's a radio,
it's
and then it goes on podcast.
Podcast slash
radio show.
Yeah.
yeah, I was hoodwinked right there.
But it's also a podcast.
It's true.
So how are you, buddy?
Yeah,
show. Good.
Oh, I like that.
It's not live, is it?
Yeah, it's live. It's live.
God, dude, you already have lied to me three times.
How did I lie to you?
I'm sick of his lying.
You said it was a podcast.
It is
that way
a podcast.
We can do stuff if we say stuff that's
yeah.
weird, then you edit it
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah, we edit
so
it out.
But how can you edit it out if it's
live?
Oh, the only people who will hear it is the people who listen to it. So, like, they'll never hear it again.
Yeah, he has Asperger's.
Dude.
I do, but...
Actually, I guess he does.
Jamie
he does.
Has a great Asperger joke.
Oh, you do ask for humor. He does. I
no,
listened to him
I saw
years.
Jamie at the Rec Room, and he killed it. And he talked about
Asperger's.
It was really funny.
Well, I talk about how I was. That's a long. I don't want to go too deep, but I was looking at. It's hard to look at butts now. Because there's so many beautiful butts in yoga pants, but you can't look because of the tension right now between men and women. You don't want to be creepy.
Sure.
So when I get busted,
Jesus.
I run away like I have Asperger's because I'm trying to get a peek of that Asperger.
Sure.
I'm going to get in trouble for that.
I hear
this is supposed to be a podcast.
Yeah.
I go, you got coffee? He goes, I got water. He goes, you mind if we live stream this to India? Jesus Christ, this guy's lied about everything.
Tell me about
it. He sheds in a picture of Norm MacDonald. Like, all right, Norm did it. And then everything else is a goddamn lie.
Yeah.
That's it. I got Norm. That's what he does. He goes up to you in Ralph's in the produce section. I got Norm MacDonald. Do my podcast. That's what he fucking does. Can I say fucking? I come up. I don't know you. No offense. Some guys are like,
get in there. Get in there quick. We're on live.
Fucking park. I'm like, dude, you got any space? And the guy like, no, we're home. I had just woke the fuck up. I took a duty.
Said effing Asperger's.
But I got you a water.
It's good for me.
So,
I'm sorry, he got his own coffee. That means
people have been
bad.
Saying I look homeless, so I just gotta make sure.
No, that's
no, you look good, man.
Sense. I don't like that.
Appreciate
you. Look good.
You.
I like that.
Buddy.
I had one like that, except it was minus the stripes.
Have I met you before?
When I met you at the improv.
Yeah, I was at the improv. It was kind of the
where
show.
We were gonna when we asked you to do the show.
Yeah. You mean at Ralph's.
Yeah, and then I met you at Ralph's.
Thank you. Watch him. See, he's one of the few comics that's figured out this whole deal.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Figured out the plan. But no, I saw Jamie kill it at the Rec Room this weekend. Sure. It was awesome. Sure. I live right next door, and it was awesome. The Rec Room has a street team. And I don't know if you know this.
Were they sleeping this weekend? Confess. Those late shows were street sweeped. Yeah. They were.
But the guy.
I love the club. It's amazing. I'm just saying. Yeah. You know, I played to like my hand to the last show.
Yeah. But like you're
what a venue.
It's an amazing venue.
I just wanted you to know how hard I worked for you, because like the guy who booked he said I could host for you on Saturday if I help him, and you're one of my favorite comics. So I passed out these all over the malls for you.
Wow. Wow, this is so 1998. Here you go. Here's my card. Here you go. Jamie Kennedy. There you go, pal. Did you just come out of Wicks and Sticks? There you go.
But I want you to know. Jesus Christ. I want you to know that I worked hard for you.
Dude. And you got zero stage time. You got screwed. I'm so sorry.
But I want you to know that I love you very much, and I still worked hard for it. I wanted you to know that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry that the crowds weren't that good.
No, the crowds were amazing. The second show. All the shows were amazing. I'm joking.
Yeah.
But they weren't as full the second shows. The first shows were really full.
Yeah.
The club is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's like now like my favorite club.
Awesome. Cool.
And I really want to shoot something there.
All right.
But I'm just saying. But it was like, you know.
So the next time I get to host, though, because I passed out.
Is that how it works? I have no idea. You know, looking for the technology. I need to find the IFD chip or whatever the chip is. You like Jamie Kennedy, beep, bam. And then show up to the show.
That'd be cool.
That's where we got to go, dude.
Yeah.
I'm so over this shit. I'm over Facebook and all. I hate it all.
Yeah,
so I just need to find them. Beep.
The button, I think that'd be cool if we should make an app like that, the Jamie Kennedy app.
Well, I had it, but I didn't really get it. Doesn't really catch on.
Oh, really? You had a Jamie Kennedy app?
Yeah, but I mean, probably have to update it. my car is whatever. Uh-huh. Hope I don't get towed.
You won't get towed.
Are you okay? Where is it? What did you?
I'm on the street. Is this an hour?
Yeah, it's 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The guy rushed me in. Come on, we're live. This is a podcast in the guy's bedroom. He's like, we're live. We're going out to the L.A. Basin. And then you say Studio 10. I'm walking in the hall for 8 minutes looking for 410. I walk in insurance. I'm like, is this the Keith Reza podcast? No, insurance. It's like, are you looking for homeowners? I have you guys everywhere.
Man, thank you so much for doing it. I appreciate it, pal.
Dude, he's like, update. You checked and checked in. You're like, dude, you doing my podcast? You doing my podcast? You checked in every hour. We're good for this Wednesday. I had an invite to Disneyland today, and I didn't go because of you.
Oh.
But it's shit weather with a girl that's like crazy amazing Disneylander.
Yeah.
She's just she's like, well, you can come in with my group.
Yeah.
It's like a group of like 5 people. I don't like groups, but I like Disneyland.
Yeah.
She's front of the line passes, but I didn't
know.
Do you go to Disneyland a lot?
Dude, I go a lot. You know who I heard goes there a lot? I don't go as much as this person. I'm not going to put him on blast, but I am. But I heard Stamos goes like once every 2 weeks.
Really?
John Stamos. I heard he loves it.
Wow.
Because it is a happy place.
Sure.
You'll see Nick Cage is there a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'll see it's like, you know, people that understand the Disney way. Mm-hmm. Understand it as like a drug. Like you go in and you really, it's pure.
To that level yet.
Dude, it's pure escapism. I've sat on that Pirates of the Caribbean ride like 17 times.
Oh, nice.
In a row?
No, I did the Indiana three in a row. Yeah. To the point where I was almost sick. I was like, all right, that's enough. But like, I did it because I just wanted to do it till I got sick of it.
Yeah. Oh,
cool. But it is pure escapism.
Cool.
In my heart, I think I'm a tourist from Florida. I love touristy shit.
I like the Space Mountain before it went Star War-y. You know what I mean?
Do you know what scares me about Space Mountain?
What?
It's completely dark.
Sure.
It's old school ride.
Sure.
And I was on it when the lights came on. It was like not a malfunction, but the lights did something.
Not a right thing.
I almost feel like you can get beheaded in that fucking thing. Let's be real.
That's true.
Dude, it is, people don't realize your hands are not far from steel girders. Yeah. And the lights are off for a reason, because your ass can get beheaded. Disney, I'm sorry, Disney, I love you, but man, keep those lights off. I don't want them to see that, but because I saw it, this shit is some rickety rinkety. What are those erector sets?
Yeah.
It's old school 70s erector set. Lincoln Logs.
That's true. It's very scary.
It's a little. Also, that one with the log, the Thunder Bloom or whatever.
The log ride?
The one with the snow on it?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Thunder Horse.
Yeah.
That's like 1963 ride.
Dangerous.
That thing's ready to go float away.
I went to
dangerous ones.
I went to Disneyland as a kid, and my dad used to tell me that the bears on that ride would eat little blondes. And I was
that
like,
wasn't nice.
Yeah.
What brought your dad to come up with that idea?
Well, you know, it's my dad.
This is opener.
But anyway. So, like, I always got scared to go on that ride because of the. And then I find out years later, they're just machines.
Yeah, they're just machines. Jurassic Park, too. That's just fake dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I used to go to that Universal tour when I would be shooting there. On my lunch break. That's how desperate I was.
You scared me. That shooting there, I thought.
Shooting there. Okay. She can't even say shooting. No, we're talking film. God, the world is crazy.
Shooting a film.
No, I knew that the first time, but Universal. Because the zombies, there are things that are frightening at Universal.
Yeah. Yeah. Those minions. Minions are scaring the hell out of me.
They're a little scary. Yeah.
By the way, this is a nice car.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Did people take it and throw it?
No, some people were like, oh my God, Jamie Kennedy.
We got to give them like a chip. Like you touch them and go in them.
That'd be nice.
So next time I'll get the chip.
Yeah, RFD. Is that an RFD chip or something?
Yeah. That's actually a great invention.
That's where we're going, man.
Yeah.
You mean the one you're actually going to put under your skin?
People are hacking themselves. You know what biohacking is?
I have a reasonable idea.
They're putting shit in their bodies.
In their bodies, like electric stuff.
Yeah. So that's coming. I'm waiting. I can't wait for it to come. I'm so tired of the basic human race.
You know, there's a point there. All the robots and things. They're going to have a comedic robot.
I know, and he's going to have an access to every joke ever.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's going to be able to compute like what's funny. We're going to be taken out.
And the worst part is like, see, I talk about having Asperger's, but the robot won't be able to
tell
at all.
That's
so,
right.
Like,
you'll really be screwed.
You know, so. Yeah.
Do you have Asperger's?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so I was actually real.
Yeah.
No.
Wow. Yeah. So did you get offended by my joke?
No, I thought it was very funny.
What's the difference between Asperger's being on the spectrum and loopy?
Loopy? Never heard of loopy.
Well, what is the one? What is the ones on the spectrum? Autism.
Yeah.
What's worse, autism or Asperger's? I know that's probably inoffensive to somebody.
What's
harder to cope with?
It's the same thing. Asperger's is a form of autism.
It is.
Yeah, and autism has like
many forms.
Seven or eight forms.
Even
so, are you on medicine?
No. I mean, I take Xanax when I perform, but you know, but yeah.
So what? So you? Because you seem normal to me, just low key.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's because I do. I've been doing comedy, so like it helped. Like when I was growing up, I used to be very nonverbal, and comedy like really saved me and stuff. So
yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. So, you know, who also has Asperger's is Dan Aykroyd.
Who does he?
Yeah. So.
I mean, I probably people have said I'm probably on some type of spectrum.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so whatever. I mean, I think we're all
we've all got something.
But intense autism is like when kids
yeah.
don't really talk and stuff.
Yeah. So I was very nonverbal. And then, like, when I wanted to become a comedian. Actually, I wanted to become an actor, but I realized like I get so stressed out on auditions. Like when I was growing up, I would get sweaty and I couldn't do it. So I
some
figured,
actors want to be able to do that.
Yeah, so I figured I'll just do comedy. Yeah, that's what I.
So you were sweating.
Yeah, like because there's so many like casting directors and like people, and you know you go to the audition and there's like other people, and you're like, what the hell am I doing here? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah, but I always, powered through it.
Yeah, but I was young, so I didn't learn how to power, so I did the comedy to help me.
Yeah,
yeah, so. Excellent.
I got tense right there. Well, I don't know. I like to joke about stuff, and I can't say certain shit. So I'm like, I don't know. Jesus Christ. I don't even want to say shit.
You can say whatever you want.
No, you can't.
Oh, yeah.
You can't
that's right.
joke.
That's right. Sometimes.
I have this other joke. Let me tell you this now. Well, I'm probably on the spectrum, so if you're offended, I'm probably on the spectrum. Because I'm definitely, like, I look at myself.
I'll tell you if I think it's offensive.
Well, like, I used to do Tonight Show a lot. I remember one time I did it. It was, like, the one from Malibu's Most Wanted. And Jay was in there, and Jay goes, so I saw your movie. You know, it was so stupid. It's his opener. That's just when ratings were big. He's like, it's so stupid. I'm like, thanks. He's like, yeah, stupid, dumb, funny, stupid. And I was talking. I was like, what? And my hands were big. And I was like looking at it. And I thought, and my sister's like, you're such a spaz. So like, probably I have spaz burgers.
I haven't heard spaz in a long time.
Spaz is kind of what I am at times. So check this out. So I did this joke. Yeah. There's a guy that runs a club in New Jersey. Dude, I really am a comedian in the sense that because I didn't think I did enough of it besides the nice clubs, but I've done every little club. In fact, Jay Leno told me that one time. He's like, you do a lot of clubs. I heard that. So, you know, that's really a comedian because you're doing, you know, he did your chuckle heart over there.
I've actually seen you perform at a bar.
Thank you. Where?
It was on Melrose. It was called The Parlor or something.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
Oh. Jay Davis.
Yeah.
Good. I actually did a place last night in a smoothie shop.
Yeah.
So, it was awesome.
So
right here.
Yeah. So that's
a smoothie shop.
That's why, like, I really like it because you do wear the, you know,
you go where you go, dude. Yeah. You got to. I mean,
you know what I like? What on his head? It says the Tropicana.
Yeah, baby. You know, I just was playing
in restaurant. Yeah, baby.
I was just at the factory. So there's a guy. That's my buddy Harry
nice.
Basil,
like
Jamie
it.
Masada.
Like I'm jealous. This is beautiful.
So check this out. So because we're talking about offensive,
right?
And anybody who's listening, I try to tell me if this is Asperger. I take conversations and I like keep them in the column in my brain. Or sometimes if I can't remember them, I write them down because so many people don't finish conversations.
Right.
And then I get done with it, and then I go to the next one.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of people get triggered and then they go and they never finish conversations.
That's right. Yeah.
So this is like from 5 points ago. We were talking about Asperger's, and I was like, I didn't even know you had it, which, you know, people say I'm on the spectrum. I have no idea. Yeah. So anyway, there's a place in New Jersey called Uncle Vinny's, and it's a really cool restaurant in like a shore town. Ooh. This guy's probably going to hate me for doing this, and I've only played it once, and when I get in there, my ticket sales were low, and he was like, yeah, I thought you'd sell more. And he's like, I had Sebastian last week. I can't get him. Sebastian, he won't come near the place. He sells out. People come in. They buy meatballs 2 weeks before he gets it. They love him so goddamn much. I thought she'd sell more. Like that. So that's just opener to me. So, and I go in, and I used to have this joke at the end. And I had this whole thing about how people take selfies and all this stuff. And I have this joke, and I don't do it anymore. How girls do this now. They used to do the duck face, but there's too many people doing jokes like that, and they do all these weird poses.
Yeah, yeah.
So then the new pose was like this. And this is a thing that girls do, and they call that the Miley.
The Miley?
The Miley. It's a Miley Cyrus story.
Oh.
And I said, growing up, we used to call that cerebral palsy. Usually,
I think that's hilarious.
You know, they gotta laugh, but there was a lady in there.
Like
she got up.
Crazy.
She got mad.
Yeah.
She knew someone that had it. I was shaming them.
Sure.
Fucking people throwing meatballs at me, focaccia. it was a whole, I'm going to fuck you up. And I was like, because we always,
sure, that's crazy.
I don't know. I mean,
you know what I think it is about, scary. I think audiences, though, I think they forget that, you know, you're not. You tell jokes to make them laugh. You're not purposely trying to pick.
Of course.
You know, no.
I mean? Like, I don't think you would ever purposely be offensive like that. You're just trying to make people laugh.
Yeah, I'm actually doing a correlation.
Yeah.
There you go.
Between, like, what you pose on Instagram and how it's a debilitating disease. That's what girls are looking like.
That's what I got what the joke is. Yeah.
You
got
it.
They're mimicking it. But people, they get very testy.
And then those people, and honestly, those people shouldn't be at comedy shows.
I want to put this up on a thing.
Okay. Okay.
Before you walk into a comedy club.
Okay.
If your asshole puckers.
Sure.
And I just got to figure out what rhymes with that.
Asshole puckers.
Asshole puckers.
Turn around, motherfucker. Maybe.
Not bad.
I just don't
not
want.
Bad.
If you're offended, put it this way. I was just in Lebanon, bro. You don't even read about Lebanon. You're so scared.
Yeah, but Nemer, we know where that is.
And it is awesome there, okay? Yeah. And I do this joke about how, you know, girls used to wear Juicy on their butts. And imagine if guys did that. And we put, you know, writing on the sweatpants in the front to tease women.
Sure.
You know, like dinner.
Sure.
You know, the other white meat.
Sure.
And I said, you know, we can do them for you guys. I go, can I do this joke? And they're like, do it. I'm like, I'm sure. And they're like, do it. And I'm like, I go, you know, Arabs, da bomb. And like these 300 people just look at me and go, and then they go, we do, we bomb, we la la bomb. It's a la la bomb. You know, I threw his money. And I looked at it and I just did it. And I was like, okay. So I figured if I could do that, and they accepted it. It's places that have the craziest shit happen that are the coolest. Like, it's like Encino will be offended by the commons. And it's like, you know, the worst thing is someone stole your parking lot spot at Whole Foods. But like Beirut, where it's like bombs and strife and also a lot of amazing, great things happening, amazing food and people and clubs. They're cool with it. It's like I was walking at 3 o'clock in the morning to get shawarma, and the guy walks in and sees me, and I'm kind of looking. And he goes, "Come on in, friend. I have no gun, no knife, no bomb in the pita, no blow your arm. Come, come." This is what he said to me to get me a no bomb in the pita. And it's like that's a cool fucking dude because he's in the shit.
Yeah.
And he understands what you're feeling.
Yeah, what you're thinking.
But somebody in, like, you know, Westwood. Actually, not Westwood. Just, like, New York and Soho will be offended. And it's like, so that's the problem. Yeah, people are being offended that really don't have anything because the people that really should be offended are chill.
Yeah. Chill, exactly.
That's one thing I wanted.
You're a great laugher.
I appreciate
that. Is that me tickling you?
No.
One thing I did want to say, as a comic, thank you so much for doing Heckler.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That,
let's talk about
like
it.
That was that documentary literally changed my life.
That's fantastic.
It did?
Yeah.
Give me how.
Well, because like, for example, you know, when you have Asperger's, you can't read.
Really riding this Asperger's.
No,
train.
But I'm giving you. I'm giving
you. That go. He's like, you know.
No,
I'm like, yo, can I have some of your water? We're like, well, that's somebody with Asperger's. I enjoy water.
No, but it's like I can't read people, and I you know, so like when I get heckled, you know, I would bomb horribly, and then like after watching.
You can't? You actually you don't read their behavior?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it's really hard. Yeah. So like Heckler really gave me, because you said something that it's still funny, and I wrote it funny, and you guys aren't giving it the chance. And those words, like in that entire documentary, like really meant a lot to me, because then. It's like, okay, just remember, you know, they're not giving it the chance, so it's on them. It's not you. Yeah. It's not your ability to make comedy and make people laugh. It's them because they want to interrupt it. You know what I mean?
Well, you mean the person?
Yeah, like the audiences and the hecklers and all that stuff.
Well, like, haters? They're haters?
Well, because I was going to say, if you tried something that doesn't work, that's a bomb.
No, yeah, but if someone's like...
You can't blame the audience on that one.
No, but if someone, like, interrupts you...
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, I have, first of all, thank you. It's funny because the people that love it, and there's like guys like you to like, you know, comedians that are really, thank you, who are, you know, more experienced. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, have you been doing comedy 5-6 years?
No, 11.
Oh, 11. Shut up, shut up. Jesus Christ, that fucking fit. No, I mean, like,
I've been good for about 2.
But good for, stop, yeah. I'm sure you've been longer.
No, I've only been good for like 2.
Okay, so you've been doing comedy, but like guys who are like, I've been doing it for like 30 years have come up to me and been like, dude, thank you for doing that movie. So I appreciate that within the community and some of the hater, it really is a polarizing movie. The people that hate it and they think it's a wine fest. But usually those are people that have never tried to do anything.
Exactly.
And the people that are doing it in the shit are like, they love it.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Honestly, thank you so much for making that. Like, that really.
Cool. Like, did it give you insight?
Yeah, it gave me insight and it was really inspiring too. So, you know, I really.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you making that.
You know what I've learned is it's gotten way worse. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And the
especially with social media too.
Well, the best heckling back in the day was the live heckling, and that was like considered bad. And that was at least they're the bravest people to me. Mm-hmm. They say something out loud to your face.
Yeah. In front of everybody.
Yeah. There was a guy on Saturday that was heckling pretty hard, and he was pretty aggressive. But he was, you know, that was his opinion, and.
Was it the second show or the first?
It was the second show.
Yeah, I left after the first
show. Yeah. And, but the social media and all these people now are, you know, they're pussies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they hide behind it. And even if they don't and you see their name, they wouldn't say that shit to you in public. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't say it in front of a crowd because you'd be roasted. Would be roasted. Right. A professional comedian will roast your ass.
Exactly.
And that's what I would say. And they think they won, but they would. But, I was going to tell you with heckling is I have this new term now. Tell me if you like it. The worst hecklers for me, and they're still the number one hecklers, are white women in their 40s.
Oh, 40.
I call them white wine warriors. Oh, they get that white wine in them, right? Triple dubs.
I don't want to steal that.
The dub shows.
White wine.
Well, you can spread it around. Give me credit. White wine warriors. They're the people that are so fucking entitled. Because, you know, they're just... Will somebody pick up the phone?
So, I thought that was your phone.
No,
I thought it was my phone. What if it was? I'm a class act.
And they get so crazy. Sure. They get so entitled.
Chartered A.
And they are so, like... They're like, ma'am, you cannot just keep talking to the comedian. And they go, what? I'm helping. He talked to me. Yeah, you interrupted. He told you something to shut your ass up. He's talking to me. Let me speak to your manager. It's like, these, they're so fucking delusional. Like, I don't want anyone to come to a comedy club. If you're delusional, what rhymes with delusional?
Illusional.
Yeah, go something.
No, that's too close.
Delusional. I could look it up.
Yeah, well, you need to find it. If you're delusional, don't come to a comedy club.
Right.
If you're offended.
Institutional.
Yeah, go back to your institutional. Not bad. If you're offended, don't come to a comedy
club. Right.
There are comedians now that I'm hearing that are offended by jokes. I've heard this. I've heard there's comedians. There's comedians that are social justice warriors.
Oh,
have you heard
this? Yeah, please. Yeah.
I heard they're comedians.
Wow.
You cannot be offended and be a comedian. If you're offended,
wait a minute, that's wrong.
Off stage, I don't want to see you on stage.
Oh,
that's a good point.
Yeah. Right?
Right. Yeah. I agree, but I mean, there's also a couple of jokes that do offend me, but just because of my insecurities, you know.
What offends you?
Well, like the word, you know, retarded, it really offends me. Okay. But when people do it in a smart way, it doesn't offend me. Mm-hmm. Like if it's like
Titus had the retarded.
Like Titus does it.
Retard.
But like I could tell when someone means it insulting and doesn't mean it insulting. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, so when they don't mean it insulting, I think it's funny. But when they mean it insulting, I think it's just cruel. And it's like, why would you do that? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like school shootings. You know, that kid has autism. He's obviously retarded, and that's why he did it. It's like, you know, that's...
Yes.
That's cruel.
Yes, you know? So, that's like, but...
That's not a joke.
That's
either.
Not a joke. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's... Yeah, you're right. That's... But I... That's... that's just not funny.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I would just say, like, yo, that's not funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, I'm trying to think how to comment on that. Yeah.
Is it the content that the comics got angry?
They got a little...
That got weird again. That got really heavy.
Well, you want to hear something really...
But no, it's like, yeah, I mean, but like... Like, what... this is going to be piss people. What happens to somebody, like this girl used to say to me, are you a Riri? She used to say that to me. Are you a Riri, Riri? Can you say that?
I mean, when you say it, it's funny.
I think if you say that's what the girl used to say to me. If you listen, I can't speak, man. I'm a white guy in his 40s. I've never been oppressed, so everything. Uh-huh. But I just believe we have to look at intent behind things. We get too busted on words. Yes. The great Lenny Bruce did it, mm-hmm. 50 years
that's
ago.
Right.
It's not words; it's meaning behind them. But you can't say that because words are, people are taking that stuff as face value.
Jamie, we do have to take a quick break for our sponsors.
Why? This isn't a radio show.
Yeah, we got sponsors, and we do have to. We'll be right back with Jamie Kennedy.
Hey, Rifters, this episode of Razor Riffs is brought to you by Greg Roque. Greg Roque is an up-and-coming stand-up who has been featured on Comedy Central. He's disabled and Mexican, so he'll mark off two diversity quotes for the price of one. Book him on your shows and let him fill your sad, meaningless lives with well-crafted jokes. He's the only vegetable who doesn't pick the fruit. Follow him on Twitter, add him on Facebook, add him on Instagram, check out his stupid, sexy face. But more importantly, book this man on your show. That's Greg Roque, Roque. Greg Roque.
Dude, is that a real ad?
By Amy Brick with Brick & Company Real Estate. She gets homes sold for more than her asking price with her 11-day marketing plan. This is an amazing way to sell homes. She not only gets you more than what you're asking for, but she gets multiple offers. This is an amazing time in real estate, and it is a seller's market. If you want to cash in on your property, call Amy Brick right now to talk about your real estate plans and how she can get you more money than you ever imagined. She lists homes all over Southern California. Give her a call at area code 562-335-5269. Again, that's area code 562-335-5269. Or check out her website, amybrick.com. Her California BRE number is 01358129. Thanks, Amy.
This whole thing is confusing to me. Didn't we just say about being like non-offensive? And then you just call someone a vegetable? What are you doing? What is this?
No, here.
I don't understand. Comedians are the ads. I'm so confused.
Okay, let me explain, Greg. Okay. Greg is a brilliant stand-up comedian. He has a cerebral palsy. Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
cerebral palsy.
Yeah, and you're one of his favorite comics. So he wanted to sponsor himself on the show.
Oh.
So he paid $125 to have that ad, and he wrote that ad.
He wrote it. See, he wrote it himself. Yeah. So we had nothing to do with it.
So he wrote, he takes an ad on this episode because he likes me, and also maybe it'll get some good traffic.
Well, yeah, but more importantly, he wanted you to see his funny ad so you could acknowledge you.
Dude, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
So that's really funny.
It was cute.
Well, no, and I thought he was doing it. And we were talking about that and led in perfectly, but it was like complete opposite of what he was saying.
I know.
He's the only vegetable that doesn't go to the garden. I'm like, what?
Yeah. And the part that makes me, they said he's.
Greg, Jamie did look like he was going to shoot me. So. And then Amy is she sells houses and she loves.
You were like she's the only. Oh, so people pick ads if they like the comedian.
They like of the guests. Yeah, some.
This is a new way to do it.
Yeah,
you're like she's the only ad. She was like it's the only. Her only asking price. I thought he was like going to get dirty in the ad or something. Her asking price is always high.
Well, I saw you type in the number. Are you thinking about getting a home?
I have a home, but maybe, she can flip mine.
Oh.
Wait, this was interesting. All right, yeah. So anyway, I'm scared to talk about offensive things because people get offended. So just because people are literally like,
they're so
losing everything.
Well, I still like that white wine warrior.
White wine warrior.
Yeah, that's a good stuff.
The Chardonnay
bitch. The triple dubs.
The Chardonnay bitch.
Alan actually had a serious question for you.
go for it. I like
Go, Alice.
You know,
by the way, how many listeners does this thing get?
We have 14K.
Is that 14 people?
14.3.
I'm just joking.
1,000?
Yeah.
So is that on the radio now?
Like, listening right now, I don't know how many live.
Right. I need to sell out Ontario Improv. So a lot of you guys are going to come to the Ontario Improv.
Oh, Ontario Improv.
I need that.
Next weekend.
Yes. No, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You got to help me out.
Ontario.
Right now, I have like 32 tickets sold. Appreciate you. I know.
No way.
It's early, though. I'm going to walk up.
Okay.
I'm
going
to walk up to
you. If you give me some of those flyers, I'll pass them around the mall.
I got to get that. Thank
yeah,
you.
Definitely. I'll help you out.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, what
Alan, ask the serious question.
No, I...
those glasses.
I became a big fan of DiCaprio.
Yes.
And
DiCaprio. I became a big fan.
I was obsessed. I was obsessed by him, and I've been seeing a therapist.
Is this true?
Yeah, yeah. And I just wanted to know, after you did Romeo and Juliet...
Jesus, God, I hope this isn't true. Is this true? Jesus Christ. Are you a stalker of Leah? Jesus God almighty.
After you did Romeo and Juliet, did you see him again, and did he treat you well?
Because he treats Alan pretty bad.
No, this is a contrived thing. He put me up to it.
No, he's...
not even my idea.
Oh, God.
I should wait for his answer. I didn't want him to answer this.
I'm not answering that.
It was his idea.
It was the Romeo and Juliet brotherhood. I cannot
comment. You imagine Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet. Like taking it back to some time. I don't know what.
Deep
you know.
Time. Yeah, that was good acting. That was pretty
thank
good
you,
acting.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm a SAG actor. You know, what, you know, anyway.
Well, that's, I wanted him to show his acting skills for Jamie.
You're pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that. Oh, my God. My mom's going to be so proud of me.
I actually wrote a movie for you and Jay Moore. But it's a romantic comedy, so I gotta try and make it really funny before I pitch it to you guys.
Who's the plays the love interest?
You're the lead.
And
Jay's the sidekick.
Oh, I didn't know. It was like me and Jay were in a relationship. You never hear the term romantic comedy for two guys.
Very strange. Worse, he means the opposite gender.
That'd be funny though.
Well, I mean, you can't. You got everything's on the table
that's
now.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
But that would be a great movie, like, not just because I wrote it, but because the funniest guys in the world, you and Jay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that's
very nice of you.
So, yeah, I love you guys a lot, too. I'm very close with Jay, too.
Are you? Have you had him on the podcast?
Yeah.
He
loves this character.
Yeah.
Like, Alan did the whole Leo bit with you, except he did it with Tom Cruise.
Oh, and did Jay buy it?
I don't remember. Did he?
Kind of. There was a lady. There was a lady in the film business. The porn business.
Called porn. Yeah, X film. Thought they were on X Force.
I was trying to be cool.
It's like X Force. Fucking Deadpool spinoff group. What are you talking about? The X's.
And so it was just sort of funny that at a moment we were flirting with the same actress.
You and Jay.
Yeah.
But Jay got her.
In the studio?
Yeah, Jay. Well, right here in this journal area.
Wait, that day?
Yeah. After the show, she was next door having her show.
What was her show?
Oh, well, her show was about, you know, what else would it be about? But no, it's topical.
Food? No.
It is topical. Excuse me.
Who's the chick? Can I say chick?
It was Melissa Hill.
Melissa Hill, porn actress.
Yeah.
Is she regular porn girl?
She used to be.
She's like a star of the
old school porn. 90s? Like a Nina Hartley type.
That's correct.
Is she in GILF yet, or is she still MILFage?
I think she's GILF.
GILFy,
okay.
All right.
Oh, really?
And so you were trying to, you know,
handle. No, I was being friendly and welcoming her to
And she didn't go with it. And Jay moved right in. He power moved.
He did.
He dropped the whole Paulie.
That's true.
Remember the movie he did with the bird? The Paulie. He said, look at this. On his phone, he had the Paulie movie. He's going to punch me. He dropped that cred. He dropped the other one. What else?
But if you were here on that night, we think you would have done it way faster.
You think I would have scooped on Jay?
You think
he would have said, he would have went, yo, Jerry Maguire. I would have went, scream, you know, bam.
Scream, bam.
We would have went dueling movies.
You know, see, that's the advantage he had, the credits.
Yeah. Wait, so hold on. So, Jay, do you think Jay wants you putting him on blast right now? Damn.
I didn't. That was
damn, you just put it on blast.
No, why'd you do that, Alan?
You just did that. No. So maybe he didn't. Maybe he was just talking to her.
He was just talking. Yeah, he was talking.
That's what I think.
But
you're saying Gilfie was friendly.
Yeah.
With Mr.
He Moore. Did. He did do something that I he said.
Damn.
Yeah, you're just blasting our friend.
No, put I'm just telling us. I think he's okay with this.
You open up for Jay?
I opened up for him once at the rec room.
Okay, it was funny. Yeah. We had a great time then.
Jay loves me. I love Jay. Like you know how like when you meet those guys, you just instantly bond.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I feel like I instantly bond with you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Well, so like.
Well, you followed me around him probably.
Well, yeah, that too. But like since we started talking, you know what I mean?
No, we get it. We got it right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
You hand out my card. Anyone who does
that. That was so nice. I was intimidated. I was writing.
I wish it would have worked, man. I tried because, like, you know, I wanted to impress the club. You know,
you did. Yeah. It did for like three shows. There's just one show was a little late. I love it. I love that club. If they're listening, I love it. I want to shoot there. What were you were intimidated by me?
No. I thought that the improv. You know, it was. You looked really like. Tall and you much you look
so now I'm just like a small little
no you look a little bit more approachable.
Oh, thank you. When did you see me last?
That night.
Yeah. Which night?
It was like two or three weeks
ago. We were there.
What's your whole name?
My real name?
No, your stage name.
Alan Lee. Alan Lee.
Yeah. And and did you go up that night?
No, I did not.
We're not improv regulars.
We're not improv regulars.
Yeah. No. I don't even know how to get into the improv. You want to help me with that?
You're doing it.
Yeah.
You go there. You got to just have like someone's show and then like have them get you on.
Yeah.
The lab?
Yeah.
A lot of labs?
We go to the lab. I go to the lab.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I do the lab.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk about it off the air.
Cool.
This is really exciting for the 14,000. Figure out how you guys get on the show. Alan Lee, how old are you? You could be 83 or 20.
That is the biggest question because you know he's one of my best friends. I don't even know that answer.
Yeah, you know what? It's something.
Not married?
I'm not married.
And always just taking them down. Jay's scraps.
It's unbelievable.
Jay throws away.
He just throws it at me. I just choop like a.
But he's young enough to have red glasses with.
There's something in his theory, guys, that he looks amazing. I don't know how old you are, you know. Black don't crack, Asian don't raisin.
No, the skin,
skin to
raisin. Asian don't raisin.
So you just, there's something to it, man.
I know. Because
you know what?
I know.
I used to go to the Playboy Mansion a lot.
Yeah.
Judge me. And anybody who does has never been there. It was the happiest place on earth next to Disneyland.
Oh, next to Disneyland.
In fact, the perfect day would be Disneyland all day, Playboy Mansion, party at night. You get a lot of old dudes there that were considered creeps or whatever.
Sure.
But a lot of those dudes look young.
Sure.
They look young.
Sure. Yeah.
Why is that? I have my theories. I'm not going to say. I'll let your mind wander.
Hugh knows. Hugh Hefner.
Hugh just dropped. He was like 94, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was still with the jacket.
He smiled. He was like, I gotta go.
Now,
people can't see this.
Now, Jamie, I have a question. You were talking about how Jay Leno didn't like Malibu's Most Wanted.
No, he did not like it. He just, his way to say is, I saw your movie. It was so stupid. That was his opener. Yes.
But I actually really enjoyed it, and I was wondering, are you going to make a sequel?
Is that a real question?
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, it's 14 or 15 years ago.
Okay.
People do these things.
Joe Dirt came out 16 years old.
And they just did that other sequel to the movie, you know, the Zoolander.
Yeah.
Oh, my. One of my favorites.
I think some of those.
I think Zoolander 2 wasn't that good.
I liked it. The end is hilarious. The last.
Don't tell me.
45. You haven't seen it. No spoilers. Sorry.
Joe Dirt 2.
Good. You'll like it.
But it's like, you know, if I did it, I'd want to, like, do it and really blast it out. And it's like. I'd have to have the story, you know. I mean, Denzel Washington has the greatest quote. They go, "What's your favorite movie?" And he goes, "My next one." Oh. Awesome. And it's like, I don't know, it's like kind of like you're hanging on to the past.
Mm.
I want to evolve, but I look, it would be great if I could be a hit, but it's like, is the studio going to make it? They're only making movies with Batman.
Yes.
And it's like, I'd have to probably make it independently, get the money, and then get it distributed. But if I could do that, I would do that. I'd have to come up. But I'd have to see if the cast will do it. I mean, they're all over the place.
Well, if Nick Swartzen says no, I could take his part.
You could do it.
I'll do it.
There you go.
Do Nick. Yeah.
I'll lose 20 pounds and I'll get in character.
All right.
All right. Cool.
Damn.
You heard it right here.
You heard it.
Awesome. Malibu's most wanted too.
Malibute.
Ah.
Malibese.
How about this? Malibu could go to the party at the Playboy Mansion.
Right? It's Brad. They closed it. I actually have a script. Well, I don't have it. Someone else wrote it about a party at the Playboy Mansion. I'd like to make that movie.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
But half's gone now.
So what? You get Jack Nicholson to play him.
Jack Nicholson is Hugh Hefner?
Not a bad idea. I don't know if you can do anything like that right now because it's glorifying having men
groping.
True.
Having sex with women.
Yeah.
Right now, you can't really do
you
that.
You can't do that. That's can't a good
thing. All right, we'll wait 5 years.
The white wine warrior. She
white
would not
wine
like
warriors,
that.
The WWW.
She wouldn't like that. mass.
When's the interview going to start?
Good question.
I can't wait.
This is how it is.
We just talk and have fun.
I love it. I'm just texting my next meeting because where I gotta eat. I'm starving.
Oh, you want to eat?
I will after this.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
get to me.
Uh-huh.
How are we doing?
We're doing pretty good, man. Fantastic. We only have about 5 minutes left.
Why?
Because it's almost 3.
Dude, you said this was going to be a long time.
Yeah, it goes by fast, doesn't it?
It
goes by fast when you're having fun.
Can I promote my stuff?
Are you kidding?
That's why you're here. Ontario Improv, next week. I'm going to be passing
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come out.
Yeah.
Ontario.
Start a poll if you think I should do podcast.
Like your own personal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You could call it the Jamie Kennedy experiment.
Thank you. That's really original. I would, because a lot of people are telling me I should do one.
I think so.
I thought you did one.
No, I tried it, but they're good episodes, but I didn't really promote it. Promotion is the key, but a lot of people are telling me. So if anyone's here, maybe we should start a thing saying if I should do a podcast.
Yeah.
Because there's so many.
But yours would be good because you're the funniest guy and, you have real stories and, you could get good guests,
But sometimes I don't want to do the guest thing. I want to just rant.
Oh.
I have a whole rant. Tell me if you like this.
All right.
Have we lost all rights as a human?
That's deep.
I think we have.
I think we have.
You don't even know what I'm pertaining to yet, Alan.
Rights.
Ageless wonder. Okay, what I'm saying is this. I went into a fucking restaurant the other day in my neighborhood.
Okay.
Hipstery. It's total gentrified place. They took an old sushi restaurant. I'm being, presumptive and racist.
Oh,
whatever
no,
it is, because I said
no,
sushi.
No,
I said name is Lee. You're probably Chinese, not even Japanese.
I am.
So I'm an ignorant white person.
I don't even care about sushi.
But it was like this old spot, and the family retired, and they hip this joint out, and it is fucking amazing.
Okay.
And it's like a fucking really good place to eat. Good coffee, wine.
Just boom.
And dogs out there and the patio. I'm already annoyed. They're in the patio. Now dogs are straight up fucking setting up shop inside this restaurant. I mean, on fucking chairs like humans across from the owner. She's on the MacBook Pro. I mean, all we need to get him is VR. An Oculus. I mean, and there's two or three fucking dogs. And then there's a family of people. No offense. I'm going to say this. This is probably going to piss people off. If there's a Filipino family with 33 kids, you got to bring every fucking kid.
Oh, my God.
Because when they wait in line, this Filipino family, you want? Take the order.
Sure.
Put them over in the corner. And there's dogs and kids. All right, I'm going to get to the kids. I'm looking at these fucking dogs. I'm like, remember when I went to the dog house and I got a bagel? Remember when I go and get coffee at the kennel?
Sure.
Do you guys not get that? Meaning that why are dog in human places?
I don't
think. And the minute I say that, I'm a dog fucking hater. No, I'm not. I'm a peace lover. I'm a paper enjoyer. I'm a human bonder.
Yes.
Dogs go to dogland. And these people with these kids, Jesus Christ, wear a fucking condom. You don't have to have 19 fucking kids. And then it's like, dude, and it's like, don't bring them out. If your kid is under the age of 10, he's not allowed out.
I agree.
Keep a kid in the house. Give him VR. Play music. Sure. Keep him on the premises. Don't drag him to human places. No. Adult places.
I agree. 100%.
What's sushi have to do with a 9-year-old?
Well, it's not even sushi anymore. It's hipster coffee.
Oh, hipster coffee.
They redid it.
Oh, excuse me.
But again, so these kids are drinking espressos. I got a coloring book over here. A dog. I got Scooby-Doo over here.
Scooby-Doo.
And I mean, the minute I say
sure.
it, I'm a piece of shit.
Oh,
I don't think so. I think
no, to you and to you, to these dog women, they know. They're looking at me like. And I'm not saying dogs aren't cool. They are.
Oh, they are.
On farms.
Sure.
In your yard. You know some of these people are going home putting peanut butter down there because they're lonely. That's a real thing, and don't get mad at me.
Yes, thank you. I agree.
We're actually running out of time, buddy.
But have we lost all human
rights?
I think we have.
I think we've lost 90%.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I ran about.
That's why I'm voting for you for president in 2020.
Well, Jamie, you go.
See if we have a podcast first.
To start off,
Jamie. So, where can people find you? Social media
at Jamie Kennedy on Twitter, the Jamie Kennedy Instagram, Jamie Kennedy on Facebook, JamieKennedy.com. But really, seriously, come to my shows.
Ontario Improv next week.
Yes.
And then you're also doing Ventura Harbor at the end of the month in June.
They don't know this yet, but I have to move that date.
Oh.
So I just said that, and they don't know that yet.
Okay.
Eeks. Sorry, Ventura.
He's not doing that day. I was kidding.
I have to move it. But just Ontario right now is the only one on the books.
Awesome.
Right. Ontario Improv.
Yeah.
All right. And then I'm going to go help you pass out flyers, and I'm going to do everything I can
these
to help
cards,
you.
These cards. The little cards.
Yeah. Well, I got to change them to say the Improv.
From the 90s.
I appreciate that.
All right. Well, guys, we got to leave. If you guys like the show, rate and review us on iTunes. We're also on social media at Razor Riffs. And we're going to take one more minute for our sponsors, and that's it.
But, bro, I have a question.
Yeah?
When's the interview start?
Hey, Rifters. This episode of Razor Riffs is brought to you by Greg Roque. Greg Roque is an up-and-coming stand-up who has been featured on Comedy Central. He's disabled and Mexican, so he'll mark off 2 diversity quotes for the price of 1. Book him on your shows and let him fill your sad, meaningless lives with well-crafted jokes. He's the only vegetable who doesn't pick the fruit. Follow him on Twitter, add him on Facebook, add him on Instagram, check out his stupid, sexy face. But more importantly, book this man on your show. That's Greg Roque, Roque, Greg Roque. This episode is also brought to you by Amy Brick with Brick and Company Real Estate. She gets homes sold for more than her asking price with her 11-day marketing plan. This is an amazing way to sell homes. She not only gets you more than what you're asking for, but she gets multiple offers. This is an amazing time in real estate, and it is a seller's market. If you want to cash in on your property, call Amy Brick right now to talk about your real estate plans and how she can get you more money than you ever imagined. She lists homes all over Southern California. Give her a call at area code 562-335-5269. Again, that's area code 562-335-5269. Or check out her website, amybrick.com. Her California BRE number is 01358129. Thanks, Amy.